Well, he pushed so hard for it, it was his brainchild, and then he went on with the job. But it's his final standalone Saturday at the Hawkesbury Race Club. In fact, he's had 25,000 farewells already with all his friends.
He's done it well, actually.
But he's got one final farewell. That's going to happen at Hawkesbury with the big standalone tomorrow. Brian Fletcher joins us, the outgoing CEO of Hawkesbury. G'day, Brian.
Morning, Terry and Michael.
You put on a good party for yourself, mate, here.
Someone's got to do it.
mention it, mate. Is it with a bit of sadness, mate, you'll walk out of the place tomorrow?
Well, I will be, Terry. I've been there 26 and a half years, so it's a long time to be in the one position as the CEO of a race club. And 2 months ago, like, leaving there was never on my radar, but as it all turned out, it's happened now, and I'm moving on to be the group CEO of Panthers and looking forward to that. Mm. And I'm quite happy the way I've left the shape that Panthers, that Hawkesbury's in, and I feel comfortable with my new move.
You've been poached.
You could say, yes. Yeah.
Mate, yeah. The Hawkesbury situation and just the standalone, and it's become a fantastic day, and a lot of that credit goes to you and your hard-working staff.
Yeah, no, it has, Michael. It was a long journey to get a standalone Saturday 11 years ago, and we finally achieved one, and now for the last 11 years they've been a highly successful race meeting. We can make as much money out of one of those as 8 ordinary race meetings, sort of. It's like the Melbourne Carnival. You just need those big days where you can make the big dollars and get the big crowds. And it's a sort of a meeting now that you've still got to put a lot of work into it, but it's not hard work because it's a standard race meeting in our district where all the people like to come to.
Yeah, is it sold out or still plenty of any corporate tickets left?
No corporate tickets, Terry. They're all gone, which is great. But there's still room on the ground for people to come, and all we need now is a day like today, and we'll have a magic day.
Yeah, well, the weather is due to be okay, mate. You always tend to put us into some sort of a winner, hopefully, on Hawkesbury on this special day. Can you give us one?
Yeah, well, I really like one in the Godolphin Crown. I like Peace Force. I think they bet $26 early. It's into about $12, but that's still a good price. So.
Yeah. Mm. That's a very good price. Yeah, 26 into 12s. I saw that yesterday when they sent through the Tab Market movers. So that's a terrific. And, mate, the Panthers group, you'll still be able to find your way to Melbourne for the Carnival and Derby Day, I imagine.
I'd hopefully I can, because I love racing and I love rugby league. So I've been very lucky over 30 years being able to be highly paid and for two passions that I like.
Yeah, exactly, mate. It's going to be a great one going across to the Panthers. And I see Gus has signed on, hasn't he? The actual club side of East signed on for another 5 years, is it, or 3 years?
Yeah, no, Gus is there for another 4 years, but I think he'll be there for a lifetime. He loves the place. He's set up the academy. It's a magnificent building, and he's got all the nurture of the junior football going so good, and the players coming out and getting to first grade. And I think that the future for those, for our rugby league side, is great, because the team we've got on the paddock at the moment only averaged 23 years of age, so the future's good.
Brian, just wanted to say congrats. Well done on the past 26 and a half years. Have a great final standalone Saturday, and we look forward to continuing our association as you're a group manager of the Panthers.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Michael.
Good on you, Fletch.
There he goes, Brian Fletcher. So still tickets available out there for that standalone meeting. They put on a great show.